This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great and consequential day because of the runoff in Georgia. We will be starting to get returns about an hour from now. And those returns should indicate which party will control the U.S. Senate. The Republicans need to win one of these two seats, or both of them, and they will maintain control of the United States Senate, which I believe is important to the country's future. Also important to the country's future, tomorrow, a joint meeting of the both houses of Congress, presided over by Mike Pence. And they will officially count and register the results of the Electoral College. And there will be a challenge. So what do we do at this point to try to bring our nation back together, to try to bring the Republican Party back together? Nobody better to talk to about that than Rich Lowry, who is the editor of National Review, which, of course, has been the leading conservative voice in the journalistic world for 50 years. More than 50 years, actually. More like 70 years. Rich also writes for Politico. He often appears on public affairs programs like Meet the Press. He is the author of the recent bestseller, The Case for Nationalism, How It Made Us Powerful and United and Free. And also, Legacy Paying the Price for the Clinton Years. Rich, thanks very much for joining us, and thanks for your clarity in the editorials and in the material published every week in National Review. But let me ask you this. We have a majority, according to all the polling, of the Republican Party that believes that the result in this election, Biden's election as president of the United States, the result of this election is fraudulent. What do we do about it, those of us in conservative media?
Well, I think patiently and civilly explain why it wasn't stolen, and soulfully consider any sincere proposals to make the system better next time around. I'm totally open to the idea that we need to better secure mail-in voting and certainly need a lot of the states to be able to count better. And these kind of drawn-out counts just increase skepticism about the outcome. It'd be better if everyone did it the way Florida does, which is within 4 or 5 hours just having a total secure count that everyone can rely on. But I understand the disappointment that Trump lost. I understand the doubts, especially given how it played out in some of these blue wall states where a lot of people went to bed at night with Trump ahead and then woke up to see Trump behind. There's a reason for that. But I don't think the answer is to continue to stoke doubt over the election the way the president is, and for senators and congressmen to kind of play along, including some, I believe, who know better and think the election wasn't stolen, but are just too determined to pander to Trump voters to speak the truth.
Well, we've posted your powerful editorial about that, about the Cruz 11, which I think has now grown to the Cruz 13 because of Kelly Loeffler, who's on the ballot today, saying she will object when if she is elected to the Senate. And how does that work, by the way? Do you know, well, if they don't have a result in Georgia, does she get to continue functioning as a senator in the time remaining?
She does, because she's filling out the term of Johnny Isaacson. So she'll be there. But David Perdue, the other senator who's running, his term has expired, and he if he wins, he won't be back until the election is officially certified a week or two from now, so he's not going to be there. So it's kind of strange. But Loeffler will, and Perdue won't. And my understanding is that she was under a lot of pressure from the president to say that she would vote to object.
Yeah, I'm sure. The president tweeted out yesterday, "The surrender caucus within the Republican Party will go down in infamy as weak and ineffective guardians of our nation who were willing to accept the certification of fraudulent presidential numbers." Do you think that after the confrontation tomorrow, and it'll probably go on Thursday and Friday as well, do you think we're likely to hear a different tone from the president?
No, we'll never hear a different tone from the president. He'll keep saying this to his dying breath. And I think, you know, largely, it's hard to tell, sincerely believes that he was robbed. It's just that we're way beyond the phase where, at least I was initially, it's like, okay, if we have concerns about them, let's hear them, let's litigate them, let's, you know, hunt down any evidence of wrongdoing. And his team has had ample opportunity to do that and just hasn't come up with evidence indicating the kind of massive fraud you would need to have made a difference in these states that proved decisive. They've lost almost every single major court case, and every state has certified their results and certified them in keeping with federal rules that are supposed to make their electors final and conclusive. And that's this tomorrow is just supposed to be basically a magisterial act where the Congress counts the votes, you know, not debates who really won or not. So this thing was won by Joe Biden narrowly. I know a lot of people are depressed and heartbroken over that, but it's just the fact. And one way or the other, Biden's going to be inaugurated on January 20th.
You published a piece this week by John Fund about the role of Mike Pence in all of this. And I had done a column for USA Today about a month ago about Mike Pence. He could be a crucial figure. He hasn't said yet whether he will attend a Biden inauguration. Trump is not expected to attend the Biden inauguration. Don't you think it would be important for the country, for the party, for Mike Pence himself to make an appearance at the inauguration of the next president?
I do. I think these are important grace notes. It's hard to quantify their importance, but I think they matter. And this sort of symbolism has been important to our constitutional enterprise since the very beginning. So I'm hoping that Mike Pence is sitting in the chair tomorrow presiding over the proceedings. It looks like that's what he's going to do, although he's under a lot of pressure from the president, and there's still some chance he might recuse, in which case Chuck Grassley would preside. But I hope he does his duty tomorrow, and I hope he shows up on inauguration day. This is just part of the way our system's supposed to work. At the end of the day, we have deep disagreements. We fight and argue all the time. That's the way we've always been as Americans. That's the way it should be. But at the end of the day, we're not enemies. You know, as Lincoln said, we must be friends. And showing up, being graceful after you've lost, it's painful. It's a bitter pill to swallow, but it's better for the country if you do.
What about the idea? So there's so many people on the left who are gleefully reporting there's civil war in the Republican Party. In 30 seconds, what's the most important thing for ending that civil war?
Well, I think there is a civil war, low simmering civil war that's healthy to some extent. You know, the disagreements within the party, they're going to have to be hashed out and will be fought out, you know, in opinion pages and primaries. But I think there's still, you know, wherever you are on Trump, on the substance, for most of us, we're united about 80-90% of things, and we oppose, you know, 80-90% of what Joe Biden's going to do, and we just need to keep that in mind.
That's Rich Lowry, the editor of National Review. His most recent editorials are posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we get back, the cost of conspiracy theories in terms of the vaccination. That and more coming up on The MedVed Show.
My husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips, and it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry, and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor, and so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh, my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, helpful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Michael Medved show, in the midst of all of the political drama with first returns coming out of Georgia, maybe even a verdict coming out of Georgia in about an hour and a half, 1 hour and 40 minutes. The there's still a pandemic in the country, and there are people who are still dying and suffering. And one city in the Los Angeles area is doing something about it. It's actually an upscale city known as Manhattan Beach, which is along the Southern California coast. It's about 20 miles southwest of downtown L.A. And starting at 10 p.m. on Sunday, tables and chairs and outdoor seating spaces were removed. That by order of the city. The announcement comes after the city of Manhattan Beach on Saturday announced that COVID-19 cases currently at 821 had nearly doubled since November 1st. Ouch. On December 31st, the daily number of cases, new cases, was 21. On New Year's Day, that number had climbed to 26. And meanwhile, the ICU capacity in Southern California generally is zilch, zero. The mayor of Manhattan Beach, whose name is Suzanne Hadley, urged residents to stay home if possible and mainly go out for work and essentials or to exercise outdoors. This recent spike in the virus is significant despite the good news last month of our Manhattan Beach firefighters receiving some of the first COVID-19 vaccinations, she said. Public seating areas will all be closed, but please continue supporting our local businesses that offer pickup, curbside, takeout, and delivery services. Okay, one of the questions when they say there's no longer going to be any seating in public, well, what about sleeping in public? On the sidewalk? Or in parks? Or in driveways, anywhere. Or pitching your tent in public. Look, I know they don't have a particularly intense homeless program in Manhattan Beach, California. But the idea that you're going to ban seating in public, but still allow literally thousands of people to sleep in public, in what is a great way of spreading the virus, seems to me hypocritical. And then there is this. You probably heard about this case out in Wisconsin. It's a very disturbing case. And the story, a pharmacist who was arrested on charges that he intentionally sabotaged more than 500 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine at a Wisconsin hospital, was an admitted conspiracy theorist who believed that the vaccine could harm people and alter their DNA. According to the police in Grafton, Wisconsin, where the man was employed, police said that Stephen Brandenburg, who is 46, worked the night shift at the Aurora Medical Center in Grafton. He had twice removed a box of vials of the Moderna vaccine from the refrigerator for a period of 12 hours, rendering them useless. Quote, Brandenburg admitted to doing this intentionally, knowing that it would diminish the effects of the vaccine, the police said. The attempt to destroy the precious doses of the vaccine came over the holidays as the state worked to administer shots quickly to frontline healthcare workers. As of Saturday, the state had received 159,000 doses and administered about 65,000, according to CDC. Last month, Mr. Brandenburg told his wife, who's in the process of divorcing him, that the world is crashing down around us, according to a motion she filed last week asking for sole custody of the couple's two daughters, who are 4 and 6. After she learned he was under investigation in the incident at the hospital. In her motion, Gretchen Brandenburg said that on December 6th, her husband picked up the children and left her with a water purifier, a bucket of powdered milk, and two 30-day emergency buckets of food. He told me that if I didn't understand by now that he is right and that the world is crashing down around us, I am in serious denial. He continued to say that the government is planning cyber attacks and plans to shut down the power grid. She added that his time with their children be supervised, saying he had made alarming remarks. The six-year-old had quoted him as saying, "This is not our home. Heaven is our home. All the bad angels and the devil are going to burn in the lake of fire forever. I was so concerned about my safety and the safety of our children that I left town for a period of time," she wrote. In any event, it turns out that he's a big believer that the vaccines are part of some evil conspiracy to change people's DNA and to control people. And it goes to the point that him destroying these vials of vaccine that so many of us would be so eager to get, I would so gladly welcome the opportunity to be vaccinated. My brother in Israel has been vaccinated. And gone fine, he got the first shot. Of course, they're way ahead of us in Israel because it's better organized. And the idea that we can't get this done here, part of it is because of the conspiracy theorizing. And honest to goodness, we really, really have to put away some of these darker suspicions because they ruin lives and maybe cost innocent lives. Speaking of stupid conspiracies, Nancy Pelosi, that's not a conspiracy, it's very much out in the open, and as a matter of fact, she introduced new, what she called visionary rules for the House of Representatives. And Hakeem Jeffries, who's chair of the Democratic Caucus, he's the number four guy in the House leadership. He's considered a likely successor to Pelosi. Here he spoke about the new gender-neutral language rules that Pelosi is behind.
This is just an example of making sure that we are as inclusive as possible. You know, the framers of the Constitution envisioned the House as the institution that was the closest to the people, and in their words, that would reflect the passions of the American people. It's the reason why we have two-year terms as opposed to 4 years of the presidency, 6 years in the Senate, life tenure for the Supreme Court. And so I think that the rules should reflect our values as an institution that is the most inclusive as possible, that reflects the gorgeous mosaic in every possible way of the American people.
So that's why they are banning the following terms. This was the official rule, new rule. The terms father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, first cousin, nephew, niece, husband, wife, father-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, stepfather, stepmother, stepson, stepdaughter, stepbrother, stepsisters, half-brother, half-sister, grandson or granddaughter, all are now banned from the House of Representatives. We'll be right back.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia has become the fourth U.S. state to identify a case of the new coronavirus variant sweeping through the U.K. Health officials in the state say the strain was found in an 18-year-old patient with no history of travel. Colorado has also seen cases of the new variant. That state's governor, Jared Polis, tells MSNBC that the new strain is not yet widespread.
This is not the most widespread variant in our state. It would be popping up a lot more. We have some other possible cases of the variant that are going into the more rigorous analysis, but our screening is sufficient to find out if this is a widespread variant. We're doing the initial screening on more than a quarter of the tests done in our state.
And Wall Street recovered from Monday's slump, boosted by a surge in oil. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 167 points on Tuesday. The S&P 500 rose 26 points to jump nearly 1%. And the NASDAQ also rose close to 1%, adding 120 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
For the 117th Congress, the change of language that Nancy Pelosi has mandated, which was pushed through on the narrowest possible vote, just about. But that change of language includes no more himself or herself. The change is going to be themself. In other words, this is Michael, I guess I would say that there's a new film called Herself, which is actually a pretty darn good film. Irish import. We'll be talking about it. But it could no longer be mentioned that way in the House of Representatives. It would have to be themself. Uh-huh. Tulsi Gabbard, actually, who I think is, after her ill-fated presidential campaign, she got a lot of exposure, but she does sound more reasonable than most Democrats. She was on with Tucker Carlson, and she said this about the gender-neutral terms rules change for the House of Representatives. Listen.
So how does it empower women to ban the acknowledgement that women exist?
It absolutely does the very opposite of that, and it's the height of hypocrisy for people who claim to be the champions of rights for women to deny the very biological existence of women. And this recent rule change that the House just actually voted and passed on today that you were talking about, removing references to, you know, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters from congressional rules and administration, it's mind-blowing because it shows just how out of touch with reality and the struggles of everyday Americans people in Congress are, but also it shows that, you know, their first act as this new Congress could have been to make sure that elderly Americans are able to get the COVID vaccine now alongside frontline healthcare workers, elderly Americans who have the highest mortality rates from this virus. But instead of doing something that could actually help save people's lives, they're choosing instead to say, well, you can't say mother or father in any of this congressional language. It's astounding.
It is astounding. I was just thinking about something, too, is that one of the things that the House has held on to fairly stubbornly is the idea of having an invocation, having a pastor, and then Emmanuel Cleaver the other day showing the new language. He's a Methodist pastor in addition to being a member of Congress. Emmanuel Cleaver came on and he said at the end of his prayer, opening the session, amen and a woman. Okay. So what happens now? If you want to say, and you're doing an invocation, you want to cite the Lord's Prayer, you can't say our Father, which art in heaven. Do you say our parent? Or do you say our parents? Or what? Exactly. The entire idea of trying to repeal the language, there was an episode like this during the administration of Teddy Roosevelt, where he wanted to do phonetic spelling, and he was trying to get the government printing office to spell out all words phonetically. So enough would be E-N-U-F, for instance. And he just thought that would save a lot of time, it would be easier, it would help American education. And everybody made fun of him. And, for instance, he was being covered, he was doing some kind of outing on the water, and the press boat came over to him, and they wrote press boat, P-R-E-S-B-O-T. Okay, it didn't go very far. But this is now a rule in the House of Representatives, and it's nuts. And speaking of nuts, I had to play this for you because the Georgia results are going to start coming in about an hour and 20 minutes from now. And in Georgia, The Hill sent a reporter out to talk to some Trump supporters about accepting Biden as the new president. This is clip three. Here's what they had to say. Listen.
Do you think that Trump will eventually accept that Biden is the next president?
No, Biden is not the next
Biden
president.
Biden isn't.
Trump is the next president.
I'm going to the inauguration for Trump. I've booked it before the election because I have faith he's going to be there and he's going to be elected.
Will you accept Joe Biden as president?
No, he'll never be my president.
Okay. But you know, you accept that he's going to be inaugurated?
No, I don't.
I mean, how could that change at this point?
Well, it could be a civil war. You never know.
You don't actually want a civil war, do you?
I don't. Show us the voting machine. Show us the ballots. Show us that this was a fair election, or we'll never accept another vote again, ever.
That's a problem that Americans are going to have to start dealing with seriously, is people who have just no faith in the electoral system, and based on not much. This came in from Keith in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And he writes, my wife and I got the first round of the Moderna vaccine this PM. Very efficient. Called for appointment time, arrived, completed paperwork, got the shot, and waited 15 minutes for any reaction. Total time was about 25 minutes. Look, that is very encouraging and very important for people to acknowledge. One of the things that I think that people are talking about, trying to borrow from what they've done very successfully in Israel, is in Israel, if they have a bunch of appointment times that aren't being used up and they have extra vaccine there, someone's late or someone doesn't show up, they actually go out on the street. They said, would somebody like to use this vaccine? And, of course, people are very eager to, even younger people who normally wouldn't be in line. But the idea is we have right now not been exceptionally good at getting the vaccines that are available actually out into people's arms so they can actually help them. And but that will come. Again, a great deal of this is going to require a really complicated process to try to bring back a little bit of confidence just in the way that things operate here. We're going to be speaking tomorrow to Ian Bremmer of the Eurasia Group, who has rated various risks to the world and to peace and security and just the quality of life all around the world for 2021. And one of the things that is very near the top of the list is just the collapse in any confidence of American institutions, even things as basic as a presidential election. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There is a great deal of pressure on Mike Pence. President Trump referred to him last night, and he seems to believe, erroneously, that Mike Pence has the ability himself to throw out the electoral votes of states that he would question. He does not have that ability. What would have to happen first would be for the Supreme Court to declare that the Electoral Counting Act of 1887 is unconstitutional. It probably isn't, but certainly there's no basis between today and tomorrow at this time to get it declared unconstitutional. We'll be right back on The Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike. And see our friend Paul Kenger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And in the whole world again. Call the... The Michael Medved Show, with everything else going on, the results coming from Georgia literally within minutes. I mean, we're talking about an hour and 15 minutes. The polls are supposed to close. We will have our first indication about the future control of the U.S. Senate. And maybe by tomorrow morning we'll have a clear-cut result. I certainly hope so. And tomorrow, of course, the big rallies in Washington about Stop the Steal. President Trump is supposed to be speaking to one of those big rallies on the Ellipse. There's another rally that is being described as an armed encampment. The organizers of the rally are describing it that way, despite Washington, D.C. having fairly strict gun laws and not allowing public carry. In any event, that will be all fascinating. But meanwhile, there is breaking news regarding visitors from other planets or worlds. Sky News over in Britain reports a report revealing more details about the U.S. government's task force researching UFOs is set to be released. Last week, the COVID-19 relief bill that was finally signed by President Trump after he said it was a disgrace, committing the country to a $2.3 trillion pandemic aid package as positive cases continue to rise. Buried within the bill's 5,600 pages were a number of laws with little to do with the coronavirus pandemic, including one requiring the U.S. intelligence services to submit an unclassified report on UFOs to the Senate Intelligence Committee within 180 days.
Illogical.
The report must include a detailed analysis of unidentified aerial phenomena data and intelligence reporting collected or held by almost all the country's intelligence agencies. It must also include identification of any incidents or patterns that indicate a potential adversary may have achieved breakthrough aerospace capabilities that could put the United States' strategic or conventional forces at risk. This is, that reflects one of the major explanations that people have about some of these unidentified phenomenon. In other words, people think, well, this is just a kind of aerial craft that the Russians or someone has designed that we don't want to let people know about because we're behind them on this. Or maybe it's one of ours that is being tested. Who knows? It follows the Pentagon declassifying three videos and a range of new details about encounters between U.S. Navy aircraft and UAPs last year. UAPs is unidentified aerial phenomena. The three short videos were recorded by Navy pilots in November 2004 and January 2015. In one video, a dark circular object is seen flying in front of a jet, while another shows a small object speeding over land. The final video shows a circular object moving quickly before appearing to slow down. A voice in one of the videos can be heard saying, "There's a whole fleet of them!" While another voice adds, these are pilots talking, "They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Look at that thing, dude." Nick Pope, who previously investigated UFOs for the Ministry of Defense, has told Sky News the footage shared by the Pentagon could be something extraterrestrial, but he didn't have a definitive explanation. Assuming we're not dealing with a combination of pilot misperception and forward-looking infrared camera anomalies, which is unlikely as a lot of this was captured on radar too, there are very few options, he said. U.S. Black Project technology being blind tested against the military as part of the evaluation process, a Russian or Chinese drone engaged in reconnaissance, or something genuinely unknown, and yes, perhaps even extraterrestrial.
Houston, we have a problem.
Okay, it gets worse, or better, depending on your point of view. This from the New York Times science section, just breaking today. Nobody believes it was E.T. phoning, writes the Times, but radio astronomers admit they don't have an explanation yet for a beam of radio waves that apparently came from the direction of the star Proxima Centauri. It's some sort of technological signal. The question is whether it's Earth technology or technology from somewhere out yonder, said Sophia Shake, a graduate student at Pennsylvania State University who's leading a team studying the signal and trying to decipher its origin. She's part of Breakthrough Listen, a $100 million effort funded by Yuri Milner, a Russian billionaire investor. Yuri, how about a radio show? Russian billionaire investor to find alien radio waves. You can find radio waves right here, Yuri, my friend. The project has now stumbled on its most intriguing pay dirt yet. Proxima Centauri is an inviting prospect for out yonder. It's the closest known star to the sun. It's only 4.24 light years from Earth. In other words, it would take a beam of light 4.25 years to travel between this star and Earth. Proxima is part of a triple star system known as Alpha Centauri. Proxima has at least two planets, one of which is a rocky world only slightly more massive than Earth, that occupies the star's so-called habitable zone where temperatures should be conducive to water, the stuff of life on the surface. The radio signal itself, detected in spring 2019 and reported on earlier, is in many ways the stuff of dreams for alien hunters. Dan Wertheimer, who's a chief technologist at Berkeley's SETI Research Center, that SETI is Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, says we've seen these types of signal before, and it's always turned out to be RFI radio frequency interference. That thought was echoed by his Berkeley colleague, Andrew Simeon, who's principal investigator for Breakthrough Listen. Our experiment exists in a sea of interfering signals, he says. My instinct is, in the end, that it will be anthropogenic in origin, that it somehow originated on Earth. he added, but so far we can't yet fully explain it. Meanwhile, this from July, Marco Rubio hasn't committed himself one way or another on the challenging of the votes that is happening tomorrow, but he did commit himself on this. He said he hopes that UFOs are extraterrestrials and not advanced Chinese aircraft. In a July interview with CBS reporter Jim DeFeed about a range of topics, including the government's COVID-19 response and the possible existence of extraterrestrial life, we have things flying over our military bases and places where we're conducting military exercises, and we don't know what it is, and it isn't ours, Rubio said. Frankly, if it's something outside this planet that might actually be better than the fact that we've seen some sort of technological leap from the Chinese or the Russians or some other adversary that allows them to conduct this sort of activity, Rubio said. That, to me, is a national security risk and one we should be looking into. It's also a potential national security risk, don't you think, if it is an extraterrestrial craft. In any event, who knows if those extraterrestrials are particularly smart and they can analyze what the greatest dangers are to humanity. That's what Ian Bremmer does, and he is with a group of futurists called the Eurasia Group. And they've ranked the 10 biggest threats in 2021. We will cover that, be speaking to Ian tomorrow, Wednesday, on the Medved Show. And also Wednesday, of course, is the day that the joint session of Congress will officially receive the electoral votes that were cast back on December 14th by the gathering of the Electoral College, according to the Constitution. Now, all of this is normal. And never, ever before in American history. No, not in 1876. They did not overturn any of the electoral votes that were cast. Will there be an overturning of votes for the first time ever in America? There are about 100 or more Republicans who say that will be the case. President Trump will be speaking to a mass rally in Washington for Stop the Steal. Where do we go from there? And what brings our country together? And 2020 will end as one of America's most violent years in decades. Why? And what do we do about it? On behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.